Hello, everyone. The Packers have made their first pick in the fourth round of the 2017 draft, and he is Vince Beagle, an outside linebacker from the University of Wisconsin. Joining us now, the Packers' senior personnel executive, Alonzo Highsmith. And Alonzo, normally when you come down, I say, what do you like about this kid? What's not to like about Vince Lee Beagle?
Well, if you're really, I can't think of anything. You know, he checks all the boxes and everything you think about what a football player is supposed to be. He's athletic. He's versatile. He's tenacious. He plays hard. And you can tell when he plays the game, he really enjoys playing football. And I think those are the attributes you're looking for in football players.
Alonzo, a moment ago, you described Beagle as a real guy. Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate a little bit?
Well, you know, that's a little term I always use because, you know, when you think of real guys, you're thinking of a guy who does everything the right way, the way he approaches the game, his mentality. It's important to him. You know, real guys, the game is important to him. We have a bunch of those guys on our team, and I just feel as though anytime you can add another real guy, I think it makes your team better.
Alonzo, does Vince have the ability to give you a little pass rush heat off the edge?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's very versatile in what he can do. He plays the run strong. He's a very instinctive player, and he's got a knack for getting to the quarterback because of his tenacity as a player.
You also mentioned earlier describing Vince Beagle. You called him a pro. Now, we're talking about a college guy, but you described him as a pro. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, when I say the guy's a pro, you know, he's in college. But even in college, being a pro means doing everything the right way. Your workouts, your thought process, wanting to be better than you are. I think all great players at some point in their life are overachievers. You know, we like to use that word sometimes. Guy's an overachiever because, you know, he may not have had a lot of talent, but Aaron Rodgers, all the great players I've ever been around in my life were overachievers. They did more than was expected of them. And I kind of thought that about Vince. I thought he was one of those guys that when he shows up every day, brings his hard hat, and it's important to him, and he's a team player.
Vince will be an immensely popular draft choice. Yeah. Now, as you guys scout and evaluate the Badger players, that can't matter to you, though, can it? But he will be hugely popular, but you can't look at it that way, can you?
No, I think the Wisconsin fans are ecstatic about it. Anytime you can get a local hometown hero type guy that played at Wisconsin, played a lot of good football at Wisconsin, he's a very popular guy, and you come to your hometown team. I remember when I was in college at the University of Miami, there were never any Miami players at the Dolphins, you know, and we're like 27 miles away from the Dolphins. It's just the way the draft falls sometimes, you know. We would love to have J.J. Watt and all those guys from Wisconsin, but the draft doesn't happen that way. There's 32 teams picking, and, you know, sometimes you miss out on good players because of that.
Last night you mentioned that you thought the Green Bay Packers got better.
Yes.
You just said the same thing after you selected Vince Beagle. Yes. Could you talk about that a bit?
Well, I think we added a lot of players who have the qualities we're looking for to make us better, athletic-wise, speed-wise, the ability to play the game. And we added players that football is important to them. I think when you play for the Green Bay Packers, I think it's very important that we bring in players that fit our mold. Our mold is hard work, overachievers, whatever you want to call us, professionalism. And I think we added those guys, and they have great talent to help us win.
Alonzo, thanks for the time. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right. We'll have more from the Packers draft as it happens. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.